Hey everybody, it's Melissa Rowe. I am here in the room alone right now because Zappa's going up to the clinic here. They're going to take the stitches out of his cheek and examine it and make sure he's doing okay. So that's what we're doing right now. So that she should be coming in any minute. She said it was only going to take about 5 minutes because they have their clinic here. So, yeah, this morning's trip went wonderfully. I mean, he does such a great job, guides me around those wonderful, well, they're not wonderful barriers, but he does a wonderful job getting me around them. So it's pretty, it's been very good. I'm only having the one issue. Yesterday it was kind of a tough day because, you know, it was about only our second day together. My issue with him parking is that he won't do it unless you actually take him around the block a few times. And then when he's out walking, then he wants to do it. I have a complex. I have a designated area where I'd like him to park. Sort of X marks the spot kind of thing. I have a designated area for him to do that. I already organized all that, where he's going to sleep, where he's going to be when he's in the living room, just relaxing during the day. Then he's going to, you know, he's going to park eventually. But I had it all laid out, organized. The reason why I don't want him to park on sidewalks is because the sidewalks are very narrow. Of course you could do curb parking, but I don't like to encourage that all the time, especially when it's late at night. We've had stabbings. We've had drug dealers in our complex before. It's mellowed out, but I don't like to travel a far distance just to take him out to go potty, especially, I mean, if he has to go, eventually he'll go. But if it's late at night and he kind of needs to go, I mean, I don't want to make him force it and hold the bladder until morning when it's better out to walk. But for these past few days, they've told me to stay out there with him 45 minutes per park time. We'll get him to go pee. Poop is a different story. If he's a once a dayer, that's fine. But sometimes it takes him 45 minutes to pee. And I'm walking. Sometimes I'll just stand and let him do his circle thing and let him go around. But sometimes I have to kind of wait till everybody clears out, and then I'll trot around the park area a bit more, get him walking, and then maybe he'll go pee. 45 minutes per park time. That is, if you take him out four times a day, that's 3 hours. 3 hours. Right now I can vent my frustration because I'm alone. But that's the only issue. I mean, he's a sweet, sweet boy. You can't be tough with him. He's got that big heart. He's a sensitive, you know, and that's one thing I've learned. Last class, they kept telling me, when you want to get on him, he needs to respect you. So tell him, hop up, you know. So you got to be tough with him, but not Zappa. I found out he responds better if you go, hop up. You know, you're firm, but you're not, you know, you're not hop up, baby. But you're also, you got to be firm, but you got to be soft with him. He is so sensitive, but he's such a perfect dog. He is an amazing match. But I'm getting frustrated because 3 hours spending just parking during the day. No, I've got college. I can't spend 20, 30, 45 minutes. If I only have 30 minutes to get to class, I need to spend most of that time walking. I can't spend 30 minutes taking the dog, and they're telling me we're going to rectify that. I prefer him to go in the grass because, unfortunately, in California, I live in this wealthy place, you know, wealthy city, unfortunately, and there are people who are very picky about where your dog goes. I've noticed that if he's off the sidewalk, because the sidewalks are very narrow, people don't like stepping in pee. I get neighbors, they complain about Janie's dog all the time, which they shouldn't. I mean, it's a service animal. But my biggest issue is that it takes him so long. You know, if he's got to go potty, I don't want to be trotting around at 8 o'clock at night when I've got a 6-10-page paper to write. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, okay, I'll give you that. But not 45 minutes. It shouldn't take him 45 minutes. Poor, per park time. That's what's frustrating me. Then, since he didn't park at the 5:30 park this morning, we took him out at Root because he hasn't gone pee since yesterday morning. On Root, by the way. He likes to go on Root. So we're trying to get him to hold it and say, no, you're not going on Root. You're going to go when we tell you to go. You're going to go at park. Then he'll really want to go. So we're trying to get him on a schedule. But he seems to, today he didn't poop on Root. He did a good job. He did a good job, good trip. But he still hasn't pooped since yesterday morning. And that's understandable. And here we are. We went to 10:30 Park. I was out there for 10 minutes. He didn't park. Finally, you know, Sue came up to me and said, I do have to take him to the clinic to get those stitches checked out. So she guided me over to the north wing door, you know, where we go up the stairs. And so I just went up the stairs with his harness without him. But 45 minutes per park time. This morning, we were ready to go out of town and go, we were starting the shuttling. We're ready to go out of town. And so Sue says, well, you know what? In order to get him to not poop on Route, let's have him park before we leave. So not only did I park him at 5:30, but I parked him at 8 o'clock. You know, that was when we were about ready to leave. We were out there till 8:30. He didn't do anything. And Sue said, okay, we were fair enough. Let's go. So we got loaded in the van. You know, we did what we did. It shouldn't take him this long to park. And I asked Sue, I said, how long did it take you to park him? You know, because she worked with him for a while before getting him into the class. She goes, half a block he parked. And she said, is that a problem? I said, the problem isn't walking. If walking was a problem, I wouldn't need a guide dog, okay? My problem is that it takes so long. I have other things to do. I really, really can't spend 3 hours parking a dog. Because when they're parking, you got to be fully alert. You got to give them your undivided attention. You got to know what they're doing. Okay? He did park this morning at the 5:30 park. He did pee, but he hadn't pooped. So, other than that, he is just a sweet little softy. He's cautious. And see, that's what's making it hard for me because parking's the only problem. If we can take care of that, I'm ready to take on the world with him. But if we can't take care of that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I love him to death. I wouldn't want to leave him again. That was my main reason, was to come back and get him. Nobody expects for these things to happen. But I don't know. I honestly don't know what to do. People are going to offer me suggestions. A lot of people will say, be patient. Be patient. I'm patient, you know, and if it's going to take him 5 minutes, 10 minutes to park, you know, I could understand at home maybe 15 minutes because he's like, ooh, this is a new environment. What's going on? He's probably going to be a little, you know, unsure. But, you know, and for example, if I'm in a study group and in the middle of the study group, obviously you want to keep him on schedule as much as you can. But if he suddenly has to go potty, you know, I don't want to say, excuse me, I need to go for a few minutes. 5 minutes is okay to take your dog potty. But if you can't let your dog, I mean, if he's just going to take 30, 45 minutes and not even park at times, you know, that's just too long. Hello? Alrighty, coming.
There you go.
Hi, Sam.
He's doing good. The stitches are still in his face, but everything looks great. And guess where he took me?
Where?
I'm coming down from the clinic. The spot that we were at this morning.
Yeah.
He pooped.
Where, the grass?
Yes.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, he boom, boom, pooped.
Oh my God! Well, yeah. I hope he starts parking in less of a time because he takes a long time to park.
It'll happen. Don't get stressed because he'll feel that.
Oh, I know.
He did it very quickly. Very good.
Good. Good boy, Zaps. Good boy, babe. Good boy. Come on. Oh, you're my good boy. You want to say hi to everybody? You want to say hi to Audio Boo? That's my fridge. He's just sniffing.